friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Woo! Happy spooky season!
Happy Halloween!
Happy birthday!
We're cookies and milk. You can't really see my thing.
It's Halloween's birthday.
It's Halloween. It's Mr. Halloween's birthday!
We are milk and cookies.
Yeah, what did I say? Is that what I said?
I think so.
If you give a mouse a cookie, that's what we should have been.
Now that's funny.
Now that's comedy.
Comedy.
This is the most comfy costume I've ever worn.
Yeah, I love a silly food costume. It's real easy.
We were going to do this or peanut butter and jelly, but this one felt more us. Because we're both allergic to milk and only Drew can eat cookies. I have to eat vegan ones. Pretend I'm oat milk and cookies.
Well, I hate peanut butter and jelly, so it would have been against God.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
It would have been against nature.
It would have been hypocritical, really, if you think about it. By the time this comes out, I mean, it's literally Halloween. You guys are watching this on Halloween. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Hallelujah night to those who don't celebrate. Dude, I could not stop dying at the amount of people in the comments that were like, I haven't thought of Hallelujah night or Harvest night. That was another one. In so long.
Yeah. I mean, we weren't that religious personally growing up, but obviously we have a lot of family who are. So I've been to one or two Hallelujah nights.
I've been known to go to a couple. It was a good time.
I've moseyed around a Hallelujah night or two.
I think by the time this comes out too, you guys will have seen our Halloween costumes, right?
Yes.
What did you get it? What did you think?
Did you get it? No, right? Did your parents?
Exactly. They probably loved it.
I bet your parents loved it.
Do we have to get it's not Halloween. We haven't worn them yet, but do you think we'll have to get oiled up?
I don't know. I don't know anything about that, personally.
I'm going to watch the documentary tonight to really get into the lore.
I can't believe you haven't seen it yet.
To really get
Well, we can talk about it now because we have, by the time you guys see this, we'll have posted pictures of it already and footage of it. But we were American Gladiators. Once again, you don't get it, ask your parents. I bet you they get it. I love to do at least one niche costume that literally nobody gets every year.
Yeah. Those are my favorite.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I saw quite a few really great niche costumes on TikTok recently.
Ooh, me too.
Like, you sent me one where that girl was Alyssa Violet.
Remember her clapback video with rice gum?
Yeah.
That was so funny.
That's hilarious. So funny. She is significantly younger than us, though, so I'm sure it hits a lot different with her age.
Like, if I did it, everyone would be like, what are you doing? Yeah.
Yeah, like, with her age group, I bet you would pop the fuck off.
Yeah.
But I was, in college when that shit happened, so it wasn't.
And I ate it up, yeah.
I did watch it.
And I was sad. But, yeah.
And those, that look was so in at the time.
The fishnets under the snap pants.
Yeah, and, opening the sides of the pants.
Which I'm wearing snap pants right now.
Period.
No fishnets. I do have chonies on, though. Well, yeah, I thought that was funny.
Yeah, I saw, I sent you one today of, these two girls. They were the sisters from Ella Enchanted.
Oh, my God.
So funny.
So funny.
She's like, Olive, idiot. He's like, no, Ella. She goes, oh, I don't want to talk about her. So funny.
That one's really cute.
That's a great one. What else did I see? I saw people were the bench warmers.
That one was funny. They were the four guys, or maybe there's five of them from Grown Ups. The scene where
they
eat the chicken. That one was funny.
That one was good. I saw so many really funny niche costumes. Which those are my fave kind of costumes. Don't get me wrong. I love a silly ass easy costume like milk and cookies. I love a slutty costume where you're just wearing chonies and some ears.
I'm a mouse. Yeah.
Yeah. Or if you're just I'm a nurse, or I'm a cat, whatever, more power to you.
I'm sad. Yeah.
It's just Maddie Grace Jepsen. She posted that TikTok where she's like, everyone's being so cute this year, and this year I want to be a slut.
I know, and then she posted her costume, and it was so good.
So fucking cute. So slutty. I love a slutty costume. Don't get me wrong.
Me too.
And then by far my favorite, though, is a niche costume. And if it's slutty on top of that, even better. But I just love one that's so specific that when you get it, you're like, that's funny.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
I feel that. Yeah.
A couple years ago, Billy and I were John Wick and the dog. Right. And so I was explaining.
I don't feel like enough people appreciated that one.
Yeah.
that one was so good.
And to be fair, my Instagram account got deleted that whole month.
Was that in 2021?
Yeah. In October.
I remember that year.
Yeah, lost my Instagram, twice in 2021. And so my costume didn't get nearly as much appreciation as I would have liked it to. But everyone was calling me John Wick and Baba Yaga, so I thought it would be fun to be John Wick. So I was like John Wick all up top, and then I was just slutty on the bottom. Hilarious. And then Billy was the dog that dies that makes him go back into assassinating people.
Spoiler alert.
Spoilers! I haven't even seen the John Wick movies.
You haven't?
I don't think I have. I think I've watched like scenes from them, but like I've never seen the movies all the way through.
Okay.
So like, and I know everyone, like, especially at the time, everybody would tag me in the club scene where he's just walking and it's like doon 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 doon, and he's like just fucking murking 70 people.
Dude, one of our favorite jokes to make when we used to work a regular job, when we used to like go to like community like festivals and stuff, and we'd have to set up a table and an easy up,
is
Stuart would pretend to be the equalizer.
She'd be like, four minutes. That's a good money. A good move.
She goes, 4 minutes, time me.
Yeah.
And we would laugh, and it's like we would pack up that whole fucking thing.
If you've ever worked a job where you were what we like to call a booth bitch, yeah, like you have to sit at the booth in a too small polo and you have to talk to people who are mean to you all day.
They just want to know what free stuff you have. They don't care about what you're there for.
And if they don't, like if they get their free stuff, they also want to yell at you too. Like, yeah, just for good measure. That was something Dason and I did for a living for a while. And so we'd have to always go to these different, like, you know, they have like summer festivals, wine festivals, like shit like that in your like local community. Mm-hmm. We would have to go and like set up a table, an easy up, put out a bunch of baskets, free shit, paperwork, like flyers, like all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
Sometimes we had a popcorn machine. It's like anything to get people to come to your table so that you can give them the information.
The popcorn machine was my favorite job. I was there that to work. I didn't know. I was there to put in the work. Yeah.
And like, I remember when we would set everything up, we'd have the flyers. It's like you tried to get people to come to your table for our job specifically so that we can give them bad news. And then once I give them the bad news, which is like always about construction or like your commute's going to be longer, whatever, right? That was what we had to do. They would stand there and yell at us for like 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then
and it's like 8 a.m. You can tell I've eaten 4 bags of popcorn and my polo is too small and I have no makeup on.
Yeah.
And it's a Sunday.
Yeah.
And it's hot as shit outside.
That's why, like, I used to make that joke all the time. I'm like, well, clearly I'm the one who makes the decisions because I'm standing here talking to you in my too small polo and my Nike free runs from 10 years ago. I'm doing this. So clearly I called the shots. Like, girl, are you out of your fucking mind?
I told you.
I hate traffic too. You know what I mean? I'm on your side. I'm here to collect a check.
Dude, that's why I told you. I said that I'm there to tell you that we're going to, you know, tear down that bridge. And then they go, are you even American? How did we get to there?
Dude, okay. So
I had my citizenship questioned so many times at that job.
I'm being so real. I don't think we've talked about this job nearly enough, like, for you guys to understand. Like, when I tell you that we were so fucking normal before this, I'm not kidding. Like, we worked the most normal fucking jobs, like... And this job, we did community outreach for major infrastructure projects, which is a fancy description, meaning I'm going to tell you that there's going to be major construction happening either in your neighborhood or on the major freeway that you use to go to work. And there's going to be a lot of fucking traffic and the construction is going to last for 10 years.
Yeah.
And I have to tell them that. And you can only imagine how old people feel when they hear that shit. That's why Dason always jokes that Parks and Rec, that's literally what we did for a living. I'm not kidding.
But hers wasn't giving bad news. It was like...
It kind of was, though. Because like when she was like, we're going to tear the park down. Or like, we have to figure out what to do about the park. They're like, don't tear it down. Like, it's the same. It's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Like, we dealt with the community. And like, those little community meetings they have in Parks and Rec. We did those all the time. When I tell you they're packed... houses, bitch, like standing room only.
We would always say we were what was his name, Donna, and then what was the other character?
What do you Tom
and Donna. That was us at work.
Yeah, literally
having fun.
Literally,
we're here to have a good time.
I'm Tom.
I know. And I'm Donna. Yeah.
Like I'm like, why am I still working there? Like, it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
Like, why I'm still there when I'm just good vibes, essentially.
Yeah,
I was good at my job, but I also had 1 foot out the door the whole time.
At all times, yeah.
At all times, yeah. But those little neighborhood meetings, bitch, I don't know if you've ever been to one of those. Girl, the way that old people frequent those, the way they wait by the phone to be invited to one of those, and then they come, and then they're just racist towards us the whole time. Girl.
Dude, and then that's where we got that joke of who's the boy sleeping by the pizzas, because one time.
Did we tell everyone about that? Did I tell y'all this? Or doesn't matter. I'm going to tell it again.
One time we had a community meeting and it was like a nighttime one. Usually they were on the weekends where we'd have coffee and donuts. Free coffee and donuts. And they're coming and donuts. They're coming and yelling at me and saying I'm not from here. And that.
And they're holding the free coffee stuff. And donuts.
They're like, and you're here illegally. And I go, okay.
Yeah, they're like, are you even here legally? And I'm like, how would I have gotten a job here, bitch, if I wasn't?
I just think, what is that? You asked me if the roller rink is going to get taken away, and I said no. And then that's your next question.
That was the first time that I wasn't professional. Because I was standing there when she was getting berated by this old-ass white dude. And he was, like, asking her a bunch of stupid fucking questions.
About the project, yeah.
Yeah, and she was answering all of them, and she was being polite, and she was like, unfortunately, I don't have access to that kind of information. This is the only thing I can tell you. Like, she's like answering his questions to the best of her ability, and he's getting frustrated and he's getting pissed. And it's because, like, they want someone to fuss at, like, they want someone to scream at and complain about. And so then he's like, are you even from here? And then she didn't really get it at first. So she was like, here? Like, this, I'm not from this city. No. He goes, no, this country. Are you even here legally? And then I was like, I'm not going to be nice anymore. Like, I was listening and I was being polite at the beginning. Most times I just didn't say anything because I knew I would be a bitch and I didn't want to do that. You know what I mean? Being unprofessional. But then when he said that, I, like, started talking to him. I, like, went up and I was like, what does that have to do with any of your questions? And then he was like, well, I'm just curious. Why? For what? I said, does you knowing the status of her citizenship change anything about this project? No, right? So I guess you don't really need to know the answer to that question, do you? And then he was like, that's how he sounded. Don't know what else happened after that, but he fucked off. And then I think he called and complained about me, but I don't give a fuck.
But here we go. Back to the boy with the pizzas.
Oh, yeah. With the pizzas.
We're right at this community meeting. Yeah. And we bought a bunch of pizzas. I don't even.
And those are the people in attendance. A bunch of racist old white people.
So
that's it. Those are the only people that go to those meetings.
We bought a bunch of pizzas for, like, the staff, like, for us to eat dinner before the meeting.
Yeah.
And so, and we told them we'd have coffee and, like, pastries, I think, for the community.
Yeah.
So we're eating pizzas. And so I can't remember why, but I had to bring my little brother with us when we went to this event.
I don't remember why either. I think we had to pick him up and we weren't done working yet. So
yeah. So he came with me to work, which was fine. Cause he was, like, I think in, like, eighth grade or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he came with us. And so
eighth grade, but, like, 5'11".
Yeah. And looks like he's, like, 32.
Yeah.
So he came with, he has a mustache. He's in eighth grade.
Y'all know Donnie.
Yeah. So Donnie comes with us and then I'm like, hey, you can eat pizza, but go sit behind that curtain, like, by the food. Like,
yeah. Cause we put all the food behind these, like, curtains. Cause it was in this, like, rec center. So we put it behind all the curtains with all our, like, backpacks and purses and stuff.
Like, cause you can imagine, like, if one person that comes to those things sees those pizzas, they're like, I'm going to have some.
And that's just for the staff. It's just for the people who are working overtime, which is what we were doing.
So we sit Donnie back there and then I'm walking around. We're working the entire event and I'm standing with one of my coworkers. And then one of the engineers on the project walks over and we're like, hey, did you get food? There's pizza back there. He goes, oh, yeah, I already had some.
And those are other people there to answer questions for, believe it or not, bitch, old people will be like, I want to speak to an engineer. And they don't know anything about engineer.
They're like, this part of the bridge, when it goes over the water table, is it made out of asphalt or concrete? Because there's a difference. And then I want to tell them, the engineers that are working on this project make so much money, I think they know which one to use. But anyways, so he comes up and we're talking about food.
What are the odds? Like, you know better than, you know what I'm saying? Like, shut up.
And so he's like, oh yeah, I already had food. We're like, okay. He goes, but I want to ask you guys, because I just went over there. We're like, yeah. He goes, who's that boy sleeping by the pizzas? And I go over there,
dude. We literally, and then Dason goes, because we're standing there with our coworker, and he says that, and I was like, then Dason goes, a boy? He goes, yeah, there's a boy on the ground and he's sleeping under the table.
That has the pizzas on
it. That has the pizzas
on it. And I go over there and literally Donovan's laying, like Drew called it, like an outline of a murdered person on the ground. Like a chalk
outline.
He sprawled out on the ground and I took a picture of him and then I kicked him and I said, what are you doing? He goes, I'm tired.
On his stomach, no pillow, no blanket. laying face down. How horrifying, first of all. It looked like someone he passed out or something. Under the table Dude. With all the food on it. Yeah. He's laying, and he goes, and she goes, "What are you doing, man?" Like, we go and wake him up. And then we're like, what are you doing?
Eyes dude? Are bloodshot.
Yeah. I'm at work. Why are you sleeping on the ground? And then he goes, "I got tired." And then he goes, "Why are you under the table?" He goes, "Well, the lights were too bright." What the fuck, dude? And then they wonder why I poke fun at Donovan all the time. You guys don't get it.
One time we were at work and in our office, and we were in the conference room.
Same job.
We were having a meeting.
My brother's there again.
Yeah, because he's on spring break. So my mom brought him one of the days.
Yeah.
So he
tells a story. Dude, so we sit in the conference room where we would have meetings and stuff. Has like a whole frosted stripe.
Yeah.
And then there's two doors on each side, obviously, to come inside the conference room. Yeah. And a big table. So I'm sitting on the side facing the frosted glass, and my mom ordered food for Donovan, and whenever you would DoorDash stuff, they would just leave it at the front desk, and then they would call the office of whoever it belonged to, and they're like, "Hey, your food's here." So my mom was telling Donovan, she's like, "Hey, your food's here, go get it, I'm gonna go into a meeting." And so she's in the meeting with me and Dace and the rest of the people that we work with. And we're sitting in there, and I'm not kidding. Like, it's an office building. Cubicles, offices, like, it's quiet. It's, you know what I mean?
We're normal. In the conference room.
We're in the conference. It's quiet, right? And then you literally see a shadow. Like, I saw the shadow go that way. Like, and I was like, "Oh, that's probably Donovan, like, getting his food." Because it looked like him through the frosted glass. Coming back, bitch, he starts sprinting. Why? I don't know.
And the walk from my mom's office to that front desk is
far.
I mean, maybe.
It's far enough that when you run, it's no, obvious.
But I'm saying it's not so far that you would need to jog. Like,
wouldn't jog if it was on the other side of the parking lot.
But I'm saying the walk from my mom's office to there is maybe 3 minutes, if that.
Not even.
Like, two.
It's like 30 seconds, to be honest.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's
just
not far.
It's just her office was one of the furthest offices from the front desk. Either way, doesn't matter. Distance doesn't matter. Why are you sprinting? He starts running back. And the only reason I know that is because he was shaking the whole office. And it sounded like this. And I see him running. Like, I could see the silhouette of him running with holding that bag like this. And then
his farmer boys.
It's like that scene in Jurassic Park when they see the water moving. Like, that's how it felt. And then everyone was like, going like that, because most people were on the other side of the table. And then Dayson looked at me and I was like, "Guess who that was?" Guess. And she starts dying because it's literally my brother.
Dude.
That guy's so annoying.
I know. He makes me mad.
Love him to death, but I will kill him.
But anyways, I'm sure our costumes were a big sleigh.
I would think so. There is a documentary on it. Very interesting. But it was a very popular show back in, the 90s?
Yeah, the 90s. I think it was the 80s.
No, I think it was the 90s because Phil, when he was telling me about it, he was like, "That was past your time." Like, that had, or right at your time, like, when you guys were born, right? He's like, "I'm so much older than you guys." Anyways, great show. Hilarious. We, Samoan people love that fucking show, bitch. They love American Gladiators. 88. That's when it started, though. Yeah. But when it was popping, it was in the 90s.
Oh, no, I know. I was just saying it started in 80.
Yeah. So, it was popping with Samoan communities. Like, they love that show. Just like they love WWE.
Mm-hmm.
We just love watching people get hurt on television. But for those of you who don't know anything about it, essentially the premise of it is they pick these extremely athletic people, and those are the gladiators. And then they have them compete against other people who are normal people. And they just do physical games, but a lot of them are fighting.
It's kind of like American Ninja Warrior, where there's a regular person trying to compete, but then imagine the gladiators are there trying to harder stop for you. Them.
Yeah. Like, there was a really famous, which I think The Rock, his game show that he did, took stuff from American Gladiator. American Ninja Warrior took stuff from American Gladiator. It's all in the documentary. Like, a lot of shows took inspiration, like Wipeout, that was another one.
Ooh,
they took inspiration from this show because it was just that popular back in the day. But there's this one game on American Gladiators that I remember so vividly, where there's a pyramid and they're all soft blocks. It's just a big pyramid, and the goal is to get to the top of the pyramid. Like, you just have to climb it. It's like, obviously, you're climbing kind of high. And then there's two gladiators on the top, and they just push you off. Like, so when you get close, they start fighting you. But you're wearing helmets and shit, and then they push you off, and then you have to start over. It's like a timed thing.
Yeah.
And so, like, there was that game. There was one where they had to shoot. They shot tennis balls at you when you were trying to, like,
run.
You're trying to, it's like, capture the flag.
Yeah, or I saw one where there's, where, like, a girl's, like, she's, like, American Ninja Warrior, like, doing something, like, on a zip line, and then yeah. there's a gladiator next to her trying to kick her off.
There was, yeah, there was one where they did monkey bars, yeah. and they had to get across, and a gladiator's coming at you, and then they, like, they kick you and shit, and hilarious. So funny. And it's just, like, it's like, really silly, stupid reality TV. Like,
but you're and Billy are gonna be gladiators, and then I'm a contender. Which we thought would be way funnier. And we're trying to convince Donnie to be the host. So if that happens,
hilarious. Let us know if it happened.
But that's what I was saying in that trend, was like, ding, ding, ding. Yeah. And then I was like, when it cuts to the black and white, it's just you guys beating me up.
Yeah, one of their most famous ones, which is probably what your parents remember the most, is like the joust, which, like, they would stand on these platforms that were like this big, and they're suspended above something, and then you have these giant foam things, and you're just beating the shit out of each other. But yeah, great show back in the day. Your parents are probably familiar somewhat. My Polynesians Rise Up. I'm sure some of y'all remember that show.
Yeah. And if you watched it on Nick at Night, then maybe you also watched
yeah,
it.
Yeah. We watched like reruns and stuff as kids. But yeah, let us know if you remember that show. Comment down below if you remember American Life. Comment down below which game you would want to play.
Did you think of any new Halloween stories you want to share with the team?
I don't think so.
I posted this on my TikTok, but my last Halloween I did in New York, I really wanted to be Ted Lasso and Coach Beard for Halloween.
Yeah, I remember that.
And the person I was with refused to be Coach Beard because, of course, I'm going to be Ted Lasso. And I wanted to, like, make the costumes because I love making my costumes. And
well, those ones seem relatively easy,
and,
too.
Yeah, well, and they said no. So instead, we were Squid Game people. So I had bangs. So I was the Squid Game robot that does the stoplight game. And
which
then,
we talked about.
Yeah. And then they were one of the just the regular person that was like participating in the Squid Game. And then we ended up getting in a huge fight and I looked so stupid in my outfit. So
but I don't fighting in a mustache.
I don't. But I also said, and then if it ruined one of my favorite shows, I would have been really upset. But standing there getting my heart broken with all my hair pinned up and then a mustache, aviators and a visor. No more.
Feels wrong to laugh.
But it's true. So make sure you pick a costume that you don't care about if you get in a fight in. That's what I would say.
I just say fuck it.
Someone commented, they said, that's why I'm single, because I can always depend on me to get in a fight with myself. I'm all, literally.
Hey.
No one else to blame but me.
Dude, when Tony Cetavici was on my show, he was like,
who's an absolute sweetheart.
Love him down.
He's very funny.
He is so funny. But he was like, yeah, you know, he goes, oh, is one of you more like the confrontational one, like stands up yeah. for the other? He goes, which, it, and then one of you is more of like, eh, it's all right. And I'm all, what do you think? He was laughing. He's like, yeah, you're right. That was a stupid question to ask. I was like, it's literally me. I'm the one who's like confrontational as fuck. Anyways, but yeah. What were we going to say?
Oh, just funny Halloween story. So that was my funny Halloween story that I could have gotten my heart broken just as Ted Lasso, and I'm glad I didn't. That would have really made me mad. Yep. Really made me mad.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
I don't think I have any other Halloween stories that I can think of. I'm trying to think of like, I think I told Alex and Steven recently, like, one of the worst costumes I've ever done with Billy was when we were Buzz and Woody.
I was trying to remember if you did that, because I remembered him. Every yeah. time they would buy Billy costumes, she would rip the sleeves off of them.
Yeah.
So I was trying to remember, I had him all, did he wear a Buzz Lightyear one? I couldn't remember.
I was Buzz Lightyear. But that's because we were decorating right. for the Halloween party, and then we were late and didn't come up with anything. So we tried to go buy ones, and there was nothing that would fit us. And so we got these dirty onesies from Walmart. They were dirty. Like, they were gross. I don't know why I still bought them, but they gave them to me for, like, literally a quarter of the price because they were dirty and old.
And it was, like, Halloween and, Eve.
No, it was Halloween. And then, like, the party was happening already. And so we went home and showered and stuff. And then Billy, they were literally onesies with just the costume printed on the front.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, he put it on and he pulled it up and it literally just tore all up the back. So then he just cut it into a crop top and then wore the top and just wore black pants and then, like, a foam Woody hat. And mm-hmm. then I just wore the onesie, and then you had this purple backpack that I used, and I just put that on my back.
When was that?
That was 2018. Yeah, 2018.
Okay. I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, because 2019, we did Aquaman. Mm-hmm. And then 2020, we did Pennywise. Yeah, see, Pennywise and Georgie, that one was pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I cut the sleeves off his raincoat. And mm-hmm. that wasn't because he wanted that. It's because his arms didn't fit in it. Like, it just...
Oh.
He kept, like, putting it in, and it was going... when he was, like, pulling it up. And I was like, dude, just cut him off. So I cut him off. And that one was pretty easy. I have a stupid TikTok that I filmed that night because I did my own makeup and wig. 2021, I did John Wick. 2022, we did the Hulk. Now here we are. 2023. I think when I did the Hulks too, I was like telling Carlo about this. But I was like, one of the most commented comments I got was, aren't they cousins? And I was like, well, they're also not real. So we could go based off that.
Yeah.
But I don't know why you guys are taking that shit so serious. It's fucking Halloween. Who gives a shit? But also I was like, they do share a baby in some of the comics, so that's what we're talking about.
I mean, who cares is what I think.
Well, that's why I'm like, I'm not gonna make him be Daredevil.
Yeah,
because then that's, you know, yeah. what I mean, that's inappropriate for another reason.
Yeah,
so that's why we were both the Hulks. And honestly, that was a kick-ass costume. It came out great.
I know, just for you guys to wear it for like an hour and a half,
because I was late to the party once again.
We can't
once again.
I don't want to be that late though this year.
No, this year I won't be because I'm not getting painted. Not getting painted. So,
but anyways, yeah, those are our Halloween stories. You guys sent in more, and so we're gonna start with some of our Patreon subscribers. I don't even know what you call them. They're called our bean
patrons.
Patrons or idiot friends.
Don't forget, we have a Patreon. Make sure if you want to see more Two Idiot Girls fun stuff, behind the scenes stuff, or other stuff, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/twoidiotgirls.
There you go.
And it's always linked everywhere, so
period. Okay, so this first one's from Olivia. She said,
for being a Patreon member, Olivia. Everyone give Olivia a round of applause.
Ooh, thank you for the roses.
Ooh, so good, so yummy.
Ooh, ice cream, so yummy.
Ooh, yes, ice cream, yum.
Okay, this first one's from Olivia. She said, when we were little, my younger sister dressed as a fairy and ran ahead of us in the dark to trick-or-treat. I remember seeing her fairy wings bouncing on her back, and then she just disappeared. Turns out she fell into a storm drain and got wet because it had rained that day, and I was so mad that we had to stop trick-or-treating so she could change.
That was pretty funny.
Dude, tell them the story about your friend who lost her purse in a storm drain.
That's not a funny story.
It's one of the funniest stories.
No, it's not. You like it. You think it's funny because you know her.
Yeah, and exactly. That's what makes,
none of these people know her.
Exactly.
The story is literally my friend went out. She tried to convince me to go. I didn't want to go. This was in college. It's because it was pouring rain outside. And she went anyways. And then she was fucking around. And she was swinging her purse on her wrist like this. Because she had a little purse. And then the chain broke and it flew off. And it landed in those, you know, like water rushes on the curbs. It landed in it and floated. And she chased it down the street. Couldn't catch it because she said it was going at a high speed. And I'm like, was it? And she said it was going. And then it fell in the drain. That's the story.
And then she went and told
them. She went and told the cops because they were out. And she was like, my purse fell in there. And then the guy's like, what do you want me to do about it? That's what the cop literally said.
Because what is he?
And she was like, can you call someone? And he goes, like who?
You didn't even try.
And when she told me, she's like, can you believe that? And I was like, girl, who the fuck is he going to call? The Ninja Turtles and tell him to go get it for you? Like, and guess what was in there? Her passport, her debit cards, her credit card, her ID, all of that inside that purse. That is my friend. She's still my friend to this day, but she has the best and the worst luck imaginable. Like, horrible things happen to her, and then crazy, amazing things happen to her.
She's so sweet and kind.
It's just like,
just so funny.
She's my friend that I told y'all, like, if I didn't have her, I wouldn't have had a lot of really crazy experiences in Hawaii. And if she didn't have me, she would have died. Cause like, she's crazy. She's crazy. She's insane. But I love her to death.
Yeah.
And that story is one of many stories I have of her, like, just being like, well. And she was so chill when things like that would happen. That would spin me the fuck out if something like that happened to me. I like couldn't relate. And she was like, well, I talked to the cops, so who else am I going to talk to?
Oh, well, guess I'll
go
home.
And she went back the next day and tried to, like, look in there and see if she could see it. I'm all, girl, it's gone. She's gone.
It's with the ocean now. This next one's from, I think they misspelled their name. Well, I'm going to go off what she wrote, but Tatu. But her email thanks says
for
Tatum.
Thanks for being
a patron.
Tatu or Tatum.
Ice cream so yummy.
Ice cream so yum. Thank you.
She said, when I was 6, the day of Halloween, I tried to do the monkey bars at school with gloves on, like those really soft ones that have absolutely no grip at all. I slipped off immediately and smacked my face on the wood chips in my pirate costume. I was so confused and why it didn't work that I wanted to try again, but my teacher made me go to the nurse because I was dripping blood all over my costume. I wish we got to wear our costumes to school when we were little. Remember you couldn't?
Yeah, when we were kids, we couldn't. When we went to high school, we could. They just said it couldn't be anything too gory or too slutty.
Yeah.
And they didn't say slutty, but that was implied.
I figured what they meant.
I read between the lines on that one. Remember how you couldn't wear tube tops?
A lot of it, and they'd show pictures of only of girls and saying what you couldn't wear. That was in the handbook.
Yeah.
In middle school?
No, but even in high school, we couldn't wear tube tops.
You couldn't?
No. You had to have some sort of strap.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, like you couldn't wear a tube top. Well, you could wear like a skinny strap.
No, I know what a tube top is, but I'm saying
no, I know. No, they said, and I remember one time they were like, well, someone might pull it down. And I'm all, that's horrible. Did you just hear what you said? You're telling me I might be assaulted, so maybe I should avoid that piece of clothing?
As if you can't pull a titty out with a spaghetti strap taped on.
I'm just like, the fact that you're thinking someone's going to pants my boobs.
Yeah.
And you're just like, yeah, that's kind of on you. Don't wear that.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
Okay, this one's from Liana. Thank you for being a patron,
thanks,
Liana.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you so much for being a patron. Patreon.
Ooh, roses. Smells so yummy.
Yum.
Thank you. Okay, this one's from Liana. She said, our trick-or-treat after partying was trading and bartering the goods, and I would take that shit so seriously.
Oh, we used to do that too.
Yeah. For example, if my sister told me that she would trade me her M&Ms for 2 of my Skittles, I would counter her offer with, I'll give you all of my Skittles and a Twix if you give me 1 pack of M&Ms, 1 Kit Kat, and 1 Reese's cup.
Damn, all your Skittles? You don't seem very good at bartering. You're giving away the whole fucking farm, girl.
I would never, ever in my life ever give a Reese's cup away if I do something wrong.
The cool thing about Dace and I trading candies all the time was Dayson likes fruity candy more than I do. Mm-hmm. So, like, that was pretty easy.
What do you think?
But
so
Reese's cups, like, you'll have to pry them from her cold, dead hand. Yeah. Bro.
They're going to hurt my stomach, but I'm going to eat them every time. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll literally, because Donnie Dumps is a chocoholic. Like, I've never known it.
Donovan will eat any chocolate.
So that's how I barter with him. I go, give me all your, especially on Christmas, give me all of your Reese's pieces and I'll give you all my chocolate. And then he does it every year.
See, that's a barter. Now that's a deal. Take some notes,
Liana. Give me all your Christmas trees, all your Reese's trees, and I'll give you every single Three Musketeers, Twix, Milky Way. I'll give them all to you.
Donovan, like, we made so many candy Lays for Donovan, like, for his high school graduation. That man was eating those candies. He graduated in May.
Yeah.
He was eating those candies.
Till August.
Girl.
And then my mom found out.
She said, why are you still eating? Because they're months old and probably petrified. Like, they're so hard. He's probably cracking a molar on those bitches because they're so hard and old. And she was like, I'm throwing these in the trash.
He'd be like, oh, I'll just get candies. And he came in his room and came out and she goes, where are you getting those? He goes, my Lays.
Still eating them, girl. My mom was like, give me all of those. They're going in the trash.
He graduated May 31st. What are you doing?
And well, almost into September, he was eating those. Like, that's crazy.
Whenever we watch the Great British Bake Off with him, I go, what's your favorite week? He goes, chocolate week.
Or any dessert. He's like, the chocolate one.
What's your favorite? We'll end on this. What's your favorite Halloween candy? And what do you think is the worst Halloween candy?
Mr. Goodbar, easily. Worst candy, Whoppers, not even a question. Or Dots, fuck those two. What is even the point of those? Dots are literally just like, they're not flavored.
Wait, Mr. Goodbar is your favorite Halloween candy? You can't say your favorite candy. What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Mr. Goodbars are in there.
I know, but that's your favorite one?
That's my favorite chocolate of all time. Or a Twix.
Twix are good.
I love a Twix and I love a Mr. Goodbar. Mr. Goodbar fans, rise. They can't stop all of us.
Since you asked me, my favorite one is obviously the Reese's cups or the pumpkins. I do like the white chocolate ghosts too. I think those go crazy.
I'm not a big fan.
My favorite is Starburst, but only the red and yellow ones. The pink and orange ones can get fucked. I hate those.
You like yellow over pink?
Any fruity candy you can think of, I will always eat the yellow or the green ones.
I'm with you on the red.
Yellow or green.
I'm with you on the red, but to pick yellow over pink
Pink is gross.
No, it's not, dog.
You know why? Because one time I went to this event when I was in kindergarten, and it was like all my friends, and I remember we were all eating candies, and I remember I kept giving all of my pink Starbursts to one of my friends, and then she threw up in front of me. I think that's why I don't like them anymore.
I don't even remember that happening.
Because you weren't there. It was just me and my dad. But it tasted awful. They also taste awful. And then I think the worst candy, I saw Joe from Good Children say this. He said Milky Ways. I think Milky Ways are disgusting.
Yeah. Almond Joys.
Sorry, no. He didn't say Milky Way. He said Three Musketeers. And I agree. I think those are the same candy.
Milky Way, Three Musketeers, Almond Joy. Throw them all in the trash.
Almond Joy is the coconut one, huh?
Paydays, throw them in the trash.
Yeah.
What else?
100 grand or whatever. 1,000 grand. Whatever.
Dude, Whoppers, though, like... literally fuck off. Like, you're gonna give me these little...
Are those the same thing as Milk Duds? Or those are Milk Duds?
No, they're different. And those are all too. Those are also trash.
You know what else is trash?
Milk Duds are the fucking chocolate version of Dots. Throw them in the fucking garbage.
You know what else is gross? Is Rolos.
Those are Whoppers. They're the fucking same shit.
Throw those away!
Rolos and Whoppers are the fucking same. They're just different shapes. Trash! Throw them away.
I think putting savory things into... trick-or-treat bags is a sin.
Depends on what it is.
When I see a little bag of pretzels in there,
well, that's stupid.
I'm gonna freak out.
Give me rolls gold pretzels on Halloween.
If they're not chocolate covered, don't put them in there.
And if they're chocolate covered, they better be Flips or I will freak out.
Yeah,
Flips chocolate covered pretzels are that girl. And some of you have literally tried them. Just like that.
You don't suck all the chocolate off of them in your mouth and then eat the pretzel?
Who the fuck eats chocolate covered pretzels like that?
Not me. That's not what I was saying at all.
Yuck.
You know who else makes crazy chocolate covered pretzels?
You're
let's
like,
move past this. Let's move
you're,
past
you're,
this.
You're
I'm better than this. Let's move past
you're
this.
You're doing foreplay with the pretzel before you eat it?
It's in my mouth. I'm not holding it.
Does it matter?
Yeah, because I... like
you can't
like,
talk and suck on a chocolate-covered
like
pretzel.
Like Remy, I like to enjoy my food. I don't swallow it whole.
That's not enjoying it. That's assaulting it.
I was going to say that Reese's Pieces makes pretty good chocolate-covered pretzels, too.
I'm not a big fan of theirs.
Those ones I just eat really fast, though.
There's too much peanut butter. Like, I need the balance. Give me the balance.
Drew doesn't really care for peanut butter, that's why.
I don't at all. But, like, when it's with chocolate, maybe. Depends.
Good and Plenty's too. Those are disgusting. Get them out of here.
I don't even remember what those look like.
The little pink and white ones. They look like Good and Plenty's. Tic Tacs.
Those are so disgusting. Good and Plenty's are gross. But yeah.
Or when they put like fruit in there, like sliced apples or grapes. Don't piss me off. I'm gonna lose it.
I just think, what's the point of this? It's not gonna offset the 37 candies I ate. So like. I don't need the grapes, girl.
Well, then you don't have
to. I'm not thinking about balanced food diets I'm eating candy on Halloween.
I forget that the grapes are in there. And then 3 days later, I want to have a chocolate. And I go, why does my bag smell like that?
What's your go-to?
Combo?
No. Okay. What's your go-to last stitch candy bar? Like, you don't have any of the good ones left. And you got a mixed bag of shit you don't like.
Yeah.
What's your go? Like, you need a chocolate.
Yeah.
And all the good ones are gone.
I'll eat a Milky Way.
Really? That's the one you go for?
What would you pick?
A Snickers. It's as close as it gets.
I hate Snickers, though.
I don't care for them, but, like, if you have nothing else, can y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. What's your last stitch, like, your last effort?
I'd rather eat a lollipop. Bar. I'd rather eat a lollipop.
A Tootsie Pop?
Yeah. Yeah.
I fucking hate Tootsie Pops.
No, I like Now and Laters. Those are disgusting. But if I have nothing left in there.
You're going to eat a Now and Later over a Snickers? Yeah.
And over a Milky Way, whatever the fuck I said.
What about a Tootsie Pop?
Yeah, I need a Tootsie Pop. I need those little Tootsie Roll, little like, they're like taffy ones. I need that too. Before that's I eat a Snickers.
That's the most unhinged answer.
Even Butterfingers. Those are disgusting. It's too much.
Butterfingers used to be one of my rotations, But then I kind of got over them.
Hey, here's something that's going to just stick to your teeth for the next 45 minutes. And it's going to be so bothersome you can't even eat another candy. You're going to be sitting there forever picking it out of your teeth.
And if you eat popcorn at the same time, good luck.
Yeah. You're trying to lose all your teeth.
That's why I said, what's y'all's last stitch effort?
I'll eat it now and later.
Like, you got none of the good ones left. All your trades are out. You got nothing. You're dying for a candy.
What are those tiny little suckers? What are those called? Those little guys.
What are you talking about?
The little lollies. What are those little ones called? And they come in like a big, like, multi-pack?
Oh, dum-dums.
I'll eat a dum-dum before I eat a fucking Snickers.
Well, yeah, a dum-dum, yeah. But I'm saying chocolates. Because
I'm not going to eat chocolates. I'm going to eat it now and later. I'm going to eat a piece of taffy.
Because chocolates are so much more common.
A Laffy Taffy?
Yeah.
I could eat 100 banana ones. And I would be the happiest person alive.
I can't believe that's the one that you prefer.
No, green apple is the best flavor. But
pink is good.
The pink is gross, but I like the yellow.
The purple's gross.
The purple's gross. Yellow or green? That's why I decide everything.
You're so wrong. Banana?
Yeah.
You're so wrong, bro.
You used to like runts. So like, what do you know about anything?
No,
really?
Nerds. Wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And I still like nerds. I still like nerds to this day.
I think nerds
What I don't like about them is that they're noisy as fuck. Like, I can't eat those in the movies because they're too loud.
There's no dignity in that, really, when you're trying to eat a handful of nerds.
Like, yeah, they're nerds. Yeah, they're nerds, okay? Don't look over here. They're nerds.
It sounds like you're holding a rain stick in the middle of the movie theater.
For real.
And you're pouring them in your hand and then your throat. It's disgusting.
Not even. I'm going straight into my mouth. I don't need the middleman.
That's disgusting.
I'm soaking the fuck out of that little hole. That's on the nerves. It's drenched.
Me with Fun Dip, my fingers are solidified, cemented to that stick.
By the end of my nerds box, I'm eating paper too, because I've just soaked it to hell.
Are you like crushing it like a bottle of like
no a dog, water bottle? I shake it like chips. Like you just shake it like that. You know.
There's no dignity in that, dude. That's crazy.
Once I've committed to the nerds, like I don't care about
that's
dignity.
When we were little. I would give Drew all my nerds and then we would trade candies.
I don't have any shame once I have the nerds. Like I've let go of shame at that point. I am cringe, but I am free. Is how I am when I'm eating nerds, girl.
Do you like nerds, bro?
No.
What's the?
I don't like the shit they put in there to make it stick all together. I don't like the flavor.
What's
of that.
The little bald ones? Like bald up ones, not bald like your head.
Nerd. Clusters, I think.
Those are literally, I'm not joking. Have you ever eaten one?
I think I have, but I can't.
The texture in your mouth is like a piece of brain that's covered in gravel. And it's awful.
Well, that sounds about right.
It's awful. I don't like those.
There was one I just
I could eat nerds, but I don't want to.
They're so good.
What's your favorite flavor of nerds?
The pink ones, easily.
I like the purples.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
What does that mean?
You like the grossest flavors. Of course you do. That doesn't shock me. Not even a little bit.
Anything banana, peach, pineapple flavored, I'm going to eat it.
Peach especially.
Yeah.
Like she's going to bust it open if there's a peach flavored anything in there. She's like that one.
This first one's from Lindsay. She said, we're doing cartoon characters at work and I had no idea what I could be without buying something until I remembered I have a cow onesie from high school and now I'm gonna be Otis from Barnyard. I truly wouldn't be here without you guys. You're welcome.
TM, by the way.
You're welcome.
TM, give me credit.
Dude, TM. One year my friend was a cow for Halloween when we were in college. And but it was like kind of a nice cow costume, the one she was wearing. And the udders actually would like squirt stuff out. So she kept putting the tube like in her cup of beer and it was actually really funny and also kind of gay if you really think about it. Her squeezing her udders out to all my friends.
That's kind of grody.
Very rugby if you really think about it. If you played rugby, you would know. But yeah.
Any questions? Not about my cow udders.
I don't care. I'm not driving.
That's what you should make your caption. You should make it any questions and not about my cow udders. In parentheses.
Or in Adventure Time where they're like, Mrs. Cow, take that paper bag off and show off your body. And it shows her udders and it has this ugly face on it. And they're like, ew, put that thing away.
He's like, milk for everyone. And you're just like, I don't care. I'm not driving. Hey. That's a great idea to be Otis. Oh, or you can make your caption... When your cow dad dies, and then put the rolling eyes.
When your cow dad dies defending your barn.
Me when my cow dad dies fighting wolves from the chickens. Me when my cow dad dies after playing the banjo.
You just put, no, I won't back down. That's me.
You say, Alexa, play I Won't Back Down by Tom Petty.
By Johnny Cash.
By Tom Petty, in parentheses, Johnny Cash.
You're welcome. Okay, this next one's from Haley. She said, when I was 9, I was obsessed with Michael Jackson and I decided I needed to dress up like him for Halloween. Why do so many little kids go through a Michael Jackson? Like,
I think it's just because he's like fascinating. Like, he's just one of the best entertainers of all time. Yeah. So I think it's just like, it's like a extreme admiration because mm-hmm. the songs obviously hit so hard, but like, it's just when you see like all-encompassing who he was as a star, I think it's just like,
I just feel like I've seen hypnotic. That so many times with so many kids. Like, did you guys ever go through a Michael Jackson phase? And I'm like, no,
personally I didn't.
No. Okay, so she goes, suit, curled hair, hat, taped fingers, and the sparkling glove, and then everyone kept asking if I was Men in Black, and I went home and cried.
Wait, so you said you wore a suit, a sparkling glove, and the hat, and they still didn't know who you were?
Men in Black don't wear hats.
Or a glove. A sparkly glove?
Sounds like you were surrounded by idiots.
Man, fuck those people. Just kidding. You don't know the king.
That's crazy.
That is kind of shocking. But I guess, like, you know what, though? Like, when you're a kid and your brain works like that and you want to pick people who are, like, more adult-centered.
Yeah.
I feel like it's common for kids to be like, what are you supposed to be?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know how many times kids did that shit to me because I wanted to be something like so incredibly niche, like since I was a fucking kid. Like,
yeah.
I loved a store-bought costume too, don't get me wrong.
But every time I tell my mom like, oh, I want to be like this, she'd be like, no, literally no one's going to know who you're going to be.
And I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Dayson cared. That's why she was a witch 17 years in a row.
Well, it's also because I was gay. I saw so many people say that all gay kids were witches and Maleficent. And you're right, because I'm a scientist and I'm never wrong.
Hey.
What do you want from me?
One time's a coincidence, two times it's a pattern. But also, about the... I just can't... I find that shocking. I'm sure a bunch of adults liked your costume, though, right?
There's, like, little kids are like, what are you supposed to be, Men in Black?
You know how many times that's happened to me where adults were like, that's awesome. One year... Oh, my God. I just had a memory unlock. One year, I was Trinity from The Matrix. And, like... And mind you, I'm, like, 10. Like, mm-hmm. I'm very young. 5'7", though, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I'm, like, 5'5". 5'4", 5'5", still scary.
You might have been 9. I don't even know if you were
10. Yeah, I was like 9 or 10. I just know I was like between the ages of 8 and 10, mm-hmm. right? And I was just so dead set on being her. Why? I don't know. Never seen the movie. Even till now, I haven't seen the movie.
Haven't seen it.
No, I don't care. No, I don't need to see it. I just thought she looked awesome. And I remember seeing, what I did see was my dad watching it on the TV at the time. And I was like, that bitch looks badass. So then I told my mom, I want to be Trinity for Halloween. And then my mom was like, I don't think they have that costume in the store. And I was like, so? So then my mom built my costume.
No, they did have it. I remember it came with literally just the latex jacket and the sunglasses. That is
true, but mommy bought me a bunch of extra stuff.
Yeah, to like, she really was like, spruce it up.
Yeah, because she was like, this costume is so like subpar. Like, it was literally just the jacket and that's it. Like,
yeah, there
was
no sunglasses.
No sunglasses, no nothing. So my mom gave me sunglasses and like pants and she slicked all my hair back because I think she has short
hair. She's like a bob, yeah.
Yeah. So like my mom just slicked all my hair. My hair was really long at the time. So she just like slicked all of it back, like gelled down to my fucking
head. Into an 80-inch braid.
Not even. It's just like all my hair is dry. It's just behind me. Like,
no, but you had it in like a pony or something. I remember.
Yeah. She like put it all back so it looked like I had like a small little slick back bob.
Mm-hmm.
And I wore the glasses the whole party. I didn't take them off once. I don't think she wears gloves, right?
No.
No. And then my mom gave me, I remember she let me use a little heeled boot.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, I thought it was so, because I had a heel and I always wanted to wear heels. And so I was like walking. I swear to God, the way I was walking, it's like, you know those.
Your opening fashion week.
Yeah, you know those like runway models when they're walking really intense. That's how I was walking like around the house. And not one girl in that party knew who I was. Every single one of them thought I was like security. Or I forget what the other one they kept saying was.
It's probably Men in Black.
And I was just like, every time they said it, I was like, you don't get it. But every parent in that party was like, that's awesome. Like my and I buttoned the jacket all the way up to here, sweating my balls off, bitch. Didn't care.
Latex.
Didn't care.
Literal latex.
Yeah, literally. And then when I got in the car, remember when my mom picked me up, she goes, how was it? I was like, good. And she goes, did anyone know who you were? And I was like, the parents did. And that like fired me up because I was like, these bitches don't get it. I'm talking about the girls.
You wouldn't know fashion if it hit you.
They don't get it.
Yeah.
They're here. I'm up here. You know what I mean? So I get you. You stay committed to your bit, even if you're a kid.
This next one's from Alex. She said, when I was in sixth grade, I was in my peak emo phase. So naturally, I wanted to go as Brendan Urie from Iron Sin's Not Tragedy music video. I went trick-or-treating and
that's a good one, honestly.
And no one knew who I was. People thought I was a circus performer or a ring bearer. And I was so annoyed because...
A ring bearer? Oh, I'm thinking in a wedding. Oh. You're talking about a ring master. Is that what she meant?
Oh, yeah.
Like in a circus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I was so annoyed because how could these uncultured swine not know what was the masterpiece that is Panic at the Disco? That was the last year I went trick-or-treating.
You should have carried around like a little Beats pill. They're not even out at the time. Turn, like,
yeah.
And then you just play it. You're all, hit it. Ring any bells. And
you're posed like this. You're all, play the song.
Yeah, you're all, hit it.
Stupid. And then you're, dude, like, one year our brother, like, he was a Kingsman for Halloween.
Yeah.
And he wore...
Which, if you know Kingsman, they just wear suits.
He wore a suit, and then he had, like, a tall umbrella, like the like Colin Firth's character, and he had glasses. And he was walking around the whole party going, please tell me you know who I am. Because
he also
did this costume, like, 7 years after the movie came out. True. But I thought that costume was so cool.
He loved it.
He
wanted to do it so bad. And we were like, yeah, man,
Do it.
But see, Donovan's someone who he wants everyone to know who he is. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Like, if I love my costume, I don't give a damn if nobody knows who I am. I love mine, right? So, like, I was telling Donovan when he was like, do you think people are going to know who I am? I'm like, probably not, but doesn't matter. As long as you like it, that's all that matters.
And what time? Dude, I think it was, I don't remember what year it was, but Donovan wanted to be Blade for Halloween.
Yeah.
And he wore...
That was 2020 because that was the year I was... Pennywise.
Yeah, and we just did Halloween at home.
Yeah.
And he borrowed Drew's leather jacket. And then he wore like wraparound like type sunglasses.
Yeah, and it was fucking awesome.
And then he had like a sword like like unsheathed under
his. And he was putting it in his coat.
Yeah.
And pulling it out.
He was posing. And it was a really easy, cool costume.
I'm telling you, man. He could have been Trinity too.
Okay, this next one's from Maddie. She said, the very last time I went trick-or-treating, I was 12, and like the gay kid that I was, I got a Lady Gaga costume. Unfortunately, I was super sick with pneumonia, but I refused to not serve, so I walked around for maybe 20 minutes before I had to go home and pass out.
Damn, you had pneumonia?
And you were like, mother monster would want this.
But that's... What version of Lady Gaga were you? Poker face?
Yeah.
Telephone?
I've always wanted to be... I think Addison Rae did this last year where she did
the paparazzi.
VMAs. Lady Gaga, I thought that was so cool.
I've always wanted to be Beyonce in the Telephone video.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I saw this lady where she's making her daughter a Gary the Snail costume. Have you watched her make it? Mm-hmm. And it goes on like a... almost like suspenders, and it's just Gary the Snail's whole body's around her. It looks just like him.
That's cool.
Then she made these little... like SpongeBob SquarePants legs, and she put it on top of it, so it's like Gary, he's riding Gary, so it looks like she's sitting on top of Gary.
That's cute.
And then she put a little like white button down and a red tie. It was so cute.
Oh, I love that. That's so sweet.
Because
that's not nearly creative enough.
I know.
Like to create, like to orchestrate or like build stuff like that.
Yeah. This next one's from Lexi. She said, so when I was little, I was obsessed with squirrels for some reason. And so in first grade, I begged my parents to make me a roadkill squirrel costume. Anyway, my dad spray painted his tires and ran over some fabric, and it turned out pretty good, but everyone was really scared of me.
I love when kids are like, I want to be a dead fucking squirrel. Yeah. Like, I think that's so fucking funny. Mm-hmm. Like, when kids, their brains start to, like, conceptualize, mm-hmm. and they come up with ideas on their own. Dude, that shit is, I love seeing a kid in the most random fucking costume. And they're just like, that's what I wanted to be. I saw an interview once with the guy who plays Schmidt. What's his name? Max Greenfield, mm-hmm. or something. He was talking about, like, I think he has two kids now, but he had one at the time, his firstborn. And he was talking about how, like, Halloween was coming up. And he's like, this is the first year that she's like, I want to pick my costume. And he talks about his kid the same way that, like, Melissa McCarthy talks about hers. Like, they're just very funny and have their own personalities. And he said that, you know, he's like, she likes like princesses and stuff like that, but she also likes other stuff. So I was like, you pick whatever you want. And he gave her a couple of those, like, you know, those little costume magazines. Those are like my favorite things to look at.
The little catalogs. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, pick whatever you want. And then she was
just circling every witch in there.
Yep. Yep. Every purple witch, spider witch, tarantula witch, gold witch, black witch. Like, it's literally green witch, red witch. And he said she was like, he like put them in front of her and she was like, I don't need to see all those. I already know what I want to be. And he was like, you do? And she's like, yep. And he said she insisted on being a jelly donut. But like, you can't tell that jelly donuts are jelly donuts because it's on the inside.
Yeah.
So he was like, well, you're just going to look like a roll. And then she was like, don't care.
They'll get it.
Yeah. He's like, she goes, but I'm not. I'm a jelly donut. And he was like, okay. Like, so he said he just like made her a costume like that. And he's like, and all night she was like, I'm a jelly donut, by the way. Just to everyone.
Not a Boston cream, not a regular donut, not a roll.
Common misconception. But no, in fact, I am not an eclair. No. I am a jelly donut. A
jelly donut.
And I just think that's so fucking awesome when kids are like, I want to be a not just a squirrel, but a run over one.
Like a roadkill one.
I want to be a murdered squirrel, if that's cool with y'all. And I just love when parents are like, okay.
Yeah. Sure.
Sure. Why not?
This next one's from Sophia. She said, me, my twin sister, and my little brother always had matching Halloween costumes, except my brother was always the animal. Me and my sister are witches, and my brother is the cat. We're cowgirls, he's the horse, and the list goes on.
That's so funny.
That's super funny. I don't think we ever did a group costume with Donnie, huh?
No, because we all have such different tastes that we're like, we all want to be different things.
Yeah, the year we were Navi people, though, Donovan, and we were, which is your avatars, Donovan went as Aang the avatar, which is pretty funny.
That is true, yeah. And yeah, he was bald, and my dad painted a blue arrow.
I did it, yeah.
Or Dayson did, yeah. My dad shaved his head, so, again, because my dad used to cut my brother's hair. And then one time he fucked it up really bad, so he had to shave him completely bald, which is so funny when he was like a baby and he just had one big bald head, the boss baby.
Yeah.
That's who he should have been.
He is the boss baby.
He loved that movie as a kid.
I don't know why. This next one's from Elliot. He said, one time when I was in fifth grade, my friend invited me to the local church's Halloween party.
Hallelujah night.
Harvest night. There was a hayride, which is the only reason I went. And after about an hour, it was finally time.
You're just a big fan of hayrides, or?
He goes, is there a hayride? Okay, I'll come.
All right, fine.
After an hour, it was finally time. We all climb onto the trailer full of hay bales, pulled by a tractor, and set off on the small town highway. Not even 25 feet down the road, a man ran towards the trailer from the side of the road, screaming and scaring the shit out of everyone. The tractor driver panicked and swerved a little bit, and he ran over the man's foot and just kept driving.
What?
The way they just witnessed that hit and run.
Was he an assault? Was he part of the ride, or was he just like screaming at you guys?
I don't know.
It's just like that TikTok I told you that I saw of that person on the subway in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a gentleman who is, he's on something, yeah, right? And there's a patron just sitting on the, and he's not from New York. And he's sitting on the subway and he's like terrified. And that guy's standing over him and he's just going, ah! And then the guy's going, ah! Like every time. And he's like, please stop, please, please stop. And someone's recording it, but they literally wrote like, this is why you can't make eye contact with them if they come in the train.
It's true.
And so that reminds me of that, because I'm like, why was he just like, was he part of the experience? Like, was he meant to scare you guys and then you guys scared the driver? Or like, did no one tell the driver? I doubt it. If it was at a church, they don't do scary shit. Like,
no,
they
so never maybe do. Someone was like, ooh, I'm gonna scare these kids, and then he gets his foot broken. That's, well,
then
crazy.
That's just karma. And then I don't feel bad for you. And the way the driver was like, anyways, and just took you back to the church with no like explanation.
Yeah, he's all, that was weird. Anyways,
guys, that was crazy.
What the heck? Okay, this is the last one, guys. So this one's from Talia. She said, growing up, my mom didn't let me and my siblings trick-or-treat, but 1 year when I was 10, I convinced her to let me go with some kids across the street. It was my crush and his sisters, and I basically dressed up as Ash from Pokemon because I heard he liked the show. Imagine my shock when he never even asked me who I was, and I honestly should have known I was gay anyways, because why did I choose Ash?
All the people in the show.
You could have been like Misty, or I don't know the name.
Is Misty the one that holds the little egg?
Togepi?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Is that her name? I don't know. Don't quote me. I'm pretty sure it is.
Or you could have been those other two.
The gay ones.
The gay ones, yeah.
Rocket
Power. No. Sorry.
Rocket.
Team Rocket.
Team Rocket.
Team Rocket.
Yeah.
Hey, don't get mad at me. That wasn't my. I didn't like that show. That wasn't my tea, personally. No. I wasn't a big Pokemon girl.
But that is proof that you were gay because you picked Ash and you could have picked anyone.
Yeah, and Team Rocket, gay.
Yeah.
Both of them, gay.
Yeah. Maybe a little too on the nose for you, and that's why you said, I'll be Ash, which is gay.
Gay for a different reason. That is true. You said, I should have known I was gay because you chose to be a boy. That's so funny. And you were just like, are you going to ask me who I am? Or
I can't believe he didn't even ask me who I was. I had a crush like that. He used to like this book series, but I can't remember what it was called. And I literally went back and asked my mom to buy me all the books so then I could also like them like him. But I wish I remembered what book it was.
I don't even know.
Yeah. I can't remember the life of me. And he was a boy. That's so gay. To get into books because you have a crush.
I do remember... In middle school, I remember my first exposure to the Twilight books because they had come out when I was in middle school. And, like, I remember there was this one kid, and he was, like, a little nerdy. Like, he was really, really smart. But he was such a dick. Like, he was so rude. And I think it's just because he was, like, so much smarter than a lot of kids. And
sure.
I think kids were just mean because he's smart. Whatever. But I remember the one thing I bonded with that kid over was literally the Twilight books. Because he had them and he was so, like, he was one of those I was like, actually? Like, he was one of those. Yeah. Like, he would correct people all the time and shit. And, like, you know, people didn't like that. But I remember I brought up the Twilight books to him once. Because I saw him. I'm like, hey, I've seen that book everywhere. What is it about? And he was like, oh, let me tell you. And he, like, told me the tea of it. And I was like, oh, well, shit. Because I thought it was something silly, which is why I never read them. But once he told me the true tea, I was like, I may have to look into that. And I did. That's my only version of that.
I was like, what's the point of that?
My point being that you said you bought books to impress a man, and I just talked to a nerdy kid. And, like, that's as far as me impressing men ever went, was sure. My point. My point being, my bit has always been the same from the very young age until now.
Now when I like people, I don't make any eye contact and I ignore them the entire time I see them.
And then she can't believe that they don't want to take her on
a date. I know. I told Brittany, me posting a story hoping my crush sees it, and then I put in parentheses, they don't even follow me on Instagram. Hey. And she said, you're so real.
Delusion is as delusion does.
I can't believe they didn't look at my story. They don't follow me.
Parentheses, they don't follow me.
Yeah. What are you gonna do? I did a Q&A last night. Someone said, describe your crush, and I put funny in there 100 times.
Yeah, I saw.
And I said that Drew made it a rule I'm not allowed to bring unfunny people to the house anymore.
I can't stand to watch another person come in this house and not be able to carry the water like the rest of us.
I'm gonna have to have them do a 5-minute set when I meet them.
A tight five.
I gotta see it.
Tight five. I'm gonna score it. The fam is, and then we'll decide.
No crowd work. Crowd work's easy. Yeah, I want to see you perform a full set.
I want to see original thought, and I want to see. I want to laugh. I want to tee-hee. I want to giggle.
Yeah.
It's literally, like, the same thing with Billy. That's what I'm saying. My whole family's funny. It's not just me. We're all funny.
Yeah.
So you got to be able to keep up.
Yeah.
Literally, Billy told me, he was like, stop telling people that I wasn't funny. Like, he was, like, being silly, but he was, like, not... And he's like, stop telling people that. And I go, why?
He wasn't.
And he wasn't being his true funny self is my point. That's the point.
Like, Billy now is really funny.
If I was still saying, yeah, he's not fucking funny, that would be mean and also untrue. And also, we wouldn't be dating if he wasn't funny.
He just had a couple of zingers in there that I was like.
No, I told you, it's that canned, like, white people shit where it's like, that makes them laugh. That's not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's just like, when I had Leo on.
Gonzalez, yeah.
Leo Gonzalez, he literally was like, yeah, that fucking shit you pulled back there. Don't ever do that to me again in front of my family.
Do you want to practice on me first before we go back in there?
He's like, so I was talking to a woman in Minnesota and like an opening monologue. Like, he's on the fucking Tonight Show.
Oh my God, dude. I was watching him on another podcast. I forget what it's called, but it's with two of the kids that were on Cobra Kai.
Okay.
And I was so excited to see Leo on there because I think that podcast is really funny, even though the name of it slips my brain right now. But he was like, yeah, I like hate people that like coffee. Like, they make it their own personality. He goes, I'm more of a chai guy. But like, I hate like, don't talk to me before. Ugh, it's just so lame. I
can't stand him. Nobody bullies me more in my real life than Leo. Like, literally, he FaceTimed me a few weeks ago.
Where were we? Were we in New York? Or
no, I was here. Oh. Wait, no. Okay, I'll tell the first one that you're thinking of. We were flying to Nashville.
Oh, I wasn't thinking of that one, but yeah.
Last year, we were going to Nashville. He FaceTimes me. We're at the airport. And then he goes, where the fuck are you going? He'll just randomly call me. And then I'm like, I'm about to get on a flight. And he's like, to where? And I was like, I'm going to Nashville. And he was like, oh, Nashville. And then he goes, I like that you're going somewhere that's like in your lane. He's like, you know, like some people are like, I'm going to Turks and Caicos or I'm going to Europe. But you're like, Nashville. That's my vibes. And I was laughing, but he FaceTimed me to show me that he, because he and I were both in Rolling Stone together and the creator issue, and we're in the same spread. And so he was showing me that he framed it and it was hanging in his house. And I was like, after he said that fucking Nashville shit to me, I was like, well, I'm so glad to see that you put me in such a prominent space in your house. And I was like, and honestly, like, my picture is so much bigger than yours. You're looking down, like, I'm looking down at you. It's like, it works out. I'm so much more successful than you. So it's that's nice crazy. To aspire to things. I think that's good. And we're like laughing. And a few weeks ago, he fucking FaceTimes me again, wakes me up from a nap. So rude.
Yes. Okay.
And then he was like, I just wanted to show you something so, so incredibly interesting. And he like flips the camera and he's like, he's on a plane and he's flying Delta and he can see my show, the comment section on Delta, because you can watch it on there. And he was like, you always tell people that I'm your one of your favorite episodes and I don't see me on here. That's so weird. I thought they must have made a mistake. And I was laughing and I was like, they picked for me. I didn't pick those ones, which is true. They did pick. And then he was like, yeah, sure. Sure. He goes, I just think that you should tell everyone that you're a big fucking liar. And we were laughing. And then he took a screenshot of me laughing in the FaceTime and fucking posted it.
Yeah.
And I was like, nobody on the internet is meaner to me than Leo.
You can always count on him.
To be mean as fuck to me. Love him down, though.
All right, guys. That's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Yes.
I hope you enjoyed it. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to all those who celebrate. Happy Hallows Eve. No. Hallelujah night.
Harvest night.
Harvest night.
Or happy Tuesday to you if you whatever don't celebrate anything. We love you.
Yeah. Don't forget, we do have a Patreon. There's lots of fun, extra silly stuff on there that you'll never find anywhere else, including on our own socials. Mm-hmm. So make sure you're, if you want to and you want to share in some extra giggles, make sure you all subscribe to the Patreon. We love you forever, though, regardless. Thank you for watching this episode.
If you enjoyed it, you can stream other episodes. Everywhere you can listen to podcasts, and the video version is always on our YouTube channel. Ish. And I think there will be a new poll coming out soon, so look out for that on our Instagram. Ish. But other than that, we love you, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Happy Halloween.